cattle futures meandered on Tuesday, while outside markets took another step higher. Agricultural producer sentiment is declining as production costs increase, according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $142 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Colorado. They were $140 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $220. Cattle futures drifted amid lackluster trading interest Tuesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower, except for a nickel higher in spot D's. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 56 cents lower, from 22 cents lower in spot Jan to $1.17 lower in the back contract. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.50 lower Tuesday afternoon at $268.03 a hundredweight. Select was $2.17 lower at $255.68. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 7 to 11 cents lower through the front 5 contracts and then mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. There were no weekly Tuesday auctions with both volume and trends available at press time. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. It's available at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices extended gains decisively on Tuesday, led by tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 492 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 95 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 461 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME also closed another $2.40 to $2.56 higher through the front 6 contracts. That makes for about a $5 gain in the past 2 sessions. Agricultural producer sentiment is declining as production costs increase, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Month to month, the Ag Economy Barometer slipped 5 points to 116 in November, with pessimism increasing for both current and future conditions. The index of current conditions declined 7 points in November to a reading of 128. And the index of future expectations fell 4 points to 110. All 3 measures were the lowest for this year. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, agricultural producers are facing sharp rises in production costs, coinciding with fluctuating crop and livestock prices, the prospect of changing environmental and tax policy, uncertainty over COVID-19, as well as a host of other issues, all of which are negatively impacting producer sentiment. In November, 43% of survey respondents said they expect farm input prices to increase by more than 16% in the upcoming year. That compares with the actual average rate of farm input price inflation over the past decade of less than 2%. Somewhat surprisingly, given the concerns about rising input costs, 52% of corn and soybean producers expect cash rental rates to rise in 2022 compared to 43% in October. That marks the highest percentage of producers reporting that they expect rental rates next year to rise since the May 2021 survey. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.